You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor, at gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. I'm really pleased to have Bob Moriarty with me once again. He's become a very frequent guest on this show for good reason, because he is one of our most popular guests, and he is a very intelligent, very insightful guest, and really a very unusual person, and we're very honored to have him. Thanks for joining us again, Bob.
Well, it's a real pleasure.
It's really great to have you, and I know it's late in your day. You're in France, that's where you live now, southern France. So I'm doubly thankful that you're willing to spend this time with us. I'd just like to pass along Alistair MacLeod's article last week. He wrote, it was titled, "Inflation is Turning Hyper." Alistair wrote, and I quote, "We can begin to anticipate the path to the destruction of purchasing power for all fiat currencies, not just those of Zimbabwe, Turkey, and Venezuela et al. A global hyperinflation is proving impossible to avoid," end of quote. But Bob, the financial markets of the last few weeks anyway are appearing to signal the opposite, deflation, not inflation. What are your thoughts?
Well, he's absolutely correct. But and you're correct. Okay, we're going to have both. We're going to have hyperinflation and deflation at the same time. Now, I sent you a piece, and it was talking about the German producer price index. The PPI in Germany for August was up 45.8% year over year. Now, that's not deflation. That's hyperinflation. The cost of electricity in France is up 1,000%. The cost of electricity in Germany is up 860%. However, it is correct to say that everything that was pumped up by the Fed pouring money into the system is going to deflate. We've had deflation in the stock market. We've had deflation in the bond market. We've had deflation in real estate. We've actually had deflation in gold and silver and resource stocks. So it's a very bizarre situation in which we're going to have hyperinflation combined with deflation at the same time.
Yeah, it certainly... It certainly is. I mean, those are numbers to get your head around. The inflation, the cost of keeping warm in Germany this year, and of course, that's all related to a very great, well, I think almost entirely related to the geopolitical events that are unfolding in the Ukraine. Would you care to talk a little bit about that, Bob? Why are we there? What's going on? Help us make some sense of why we are, you know, the United States and NATO is doing what they're doing to Russia in order to, with such great cost to Europe, especially Germany. I guess maybe Italy is hurt very badly by it. A lot of the European countries are really being hurt really badly by these, by the sanctions, essentially, and by Putin's, by him not selling gas to Europe.
Okay, there's really two issues. And the mainstream media is trying to confuse the two. And everything they say is Russia, 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 Putin, Putin, Putin. Mm-hmm. And frankly, that's bullshit. The Europeans have taken this green energy stupidity to its ultimate. Literally, last Friday, Belgium shut down a nuclear plant. It was perfectly serviceable, but they have electricity that's hundreds of percent higher. So that is a self-inflicted wound. Now, in the UK and in France, 60% of consumers say they cannot afford anything beyond basic living expenses, and it's 64% in Germany. Factories are being shut down all over Europe. Now, let's go to Ukraine. The United States sponsored an illegal coup d'etat in early 2014 because the government of Ukraine was proving friendly to Russia. They installed their own puppet. There's been an election since then. And Zelensky, interestingly enough, was elected on a plank of ending the conflict with Donbass and coming to terms with Russia. However, once he was elected, he did exactly the same. On, February 16th of this year, Zelensky started shelling Donbass, where the Ukrainians have killed 14,000 innocent civilians since 2014 because they didn't go along with the illegal coup d'etat. So Zelensky started shelling Donbass, and then if you remember on the 16th or 17th of February, Biden said, we know Putin's going to invade Ukraine. But what Biden didn't say was Ukraine had massed 150,000 troops on the border with Donbass and were prepared to invade Donbass on the 8th of March. So Putin had a preemptive attack, and quite bluntly, he's been slaughtering the Ukrainians. Now, because Zelensky's stealing everything that he can, he keeps trying to get the West to send him weapons, which are ending up on the black market. But it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I wrote a piece on the 1st of March, and I said that sanctions were suicide for the EU, NATO, and the U.S. And now everybody's recognizing the sanctions are suicide. And then last night, the United States bombed Nord Stream and Nord Stream 2, and they have been put out of action. That is the greatest act of terrorism in world history. And as bad as it's going to be in Europe this year, with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people starving or freezing or going bankrupt, next year it's going to be far worse.
Bob, how do you know for sure that that the United States blew up these pipelines?
Because I can think.
But I mean, you must have some input. I mean, you're putting the obvious together. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of course. Okay, who benefits?
Who benefits from this? Well, I would guess no one too much. I mean, the United States, maybe if we want to sell liquefied natural gas to Europe.
Yeah, of course. The RAND Institute, which is part and parcel of the military-industrial complex, came out with a report a couple of years ago, and they identified Germany as a threat and said the United States needed to preemptively attack Germany to destroy their economy, and then the manufacturing would shift to the United States. Now, here's what's totally crazy. This all has to do with the election in 5 weeks. Now, we know Hunter Biden's laptop was real, and we know on Hunter Biden's laptop there was information indicating that while he was vice president, Joe Biden was taking bribes from both the Ukrainians and the Chinese. Now, based on the state of the economy in the United States, in a rational world, the Democrats would lose the election, the Republicans would take charge, and the very first thing they would do is impeach Joe Biden and send him to jail. Okay? We impeached Trump because he made a phone call saying, will you look into the corruption? Now, something that most people don't understand because they pay attention to the mainstream media and they don't do any research, Ukraine was the most corrupt country in Europe. There were dozens and dozens of articles talking about the dangers of the right-wing Nazis in Ukraine, and they're very real Nazis. They're not neo-Nazis. They're real Nazis. These people are monsters. And then as soon as the invasion took place, which the United States encouraged and is still encouraging, Zelensky became Saint Zelensky, and the United States, Switzerland, and Pope are now supporting Nazis. That's crazy.
You know, Bob, you actually forwarded to me a report. I'm not sure where you're from, the Rand Corporation. Which said exactly what you were saying, in effect, that they are very concerned that the Republicans might win the election and impeach Biden. This is a concern of the Rand Corporation. They're yeah. coming right out and saying it.
Of course,
they're scared. Yeah. They're scared to death that Republicans could gain control of the House. Why are they so afraid?
Well, because they're going to impeach Biden, and here's what happened. You can go to YouTube and you can bring in Victoria Nuland. And
yes.
She literally was bragging about the United States spending $5 billion to bring democracy to the most corrupt country in Europe. And I saw that. I thought, my God, $5 billion? Are they kidding? And, of course, that was a giant money laundering scheme that Joe Biden was part and parcel of, and Nancy Pelosi was part and parcel of. The political administration in the United States, and I'm not criticizing just the Democrats, I'm criticizing all of those crooks. We're the most corrupt we have ever been in U.S. history. The FBI has been politicized, the DOJ has been politicized, CIA has been politicized, and they're pulling things on a daily basis that have never happened in U.S. history. And I hate to say it, but it's going to blow up in our face.
Well, it's not going to be pleasant when it blows up, that's for sure. Well, the FBI, of course, has hidden and kept under wraps the story of Hunter Biden's laptop. And, of course, you know, all the major media, except for the New York Post, suppressed the story before the elections to make sure that Trump wasn't reelected. So this is very concerning. Obviously, it's not the country that our founding fathers had in mind for us. This wasn't supposed to go this way, but this is what's happening, it seems. So where we stand now, Bob, financially here, I mean, looking at these markets, I was just looking at this morning, I was reading a well-known fellow on CNBC, his name escapes my memory right now, but he was talking about keep an eye this afternoon on the markets, watch the 10-year treasury, because, you know, it's threatening 4% right now on the 10-year. And the dollar has been extremely strong relative to, you know, to the other currencies in the index. Strong dollar. And, you know, as Michael Oliver was saying a little while ago, that he thinks this is a big problem, not just for developing countries, but for major countries like the UK and others. This dollar that's gone up so much in value, I mean, the euro is below parity now. What are your thoughts in terms of what we might be looking for in the markets in the next number of days?
Last week, the British pound dropped 3 cents in one day. I'm 76. I've never heard of that. I've never read about it, and it never occurred to me it could be true. Anyone who has borrowed money in U.S. dollars, and that's domestically and abroad, that is a synthetic short on the dollar, and that's what's forcing the dollar up. And quite bluntly, you know, people who borrowed money in the UK when the pound was $1.25 and it's 107 now.
Yeah.
I suffered a 20% loss in the currency plus inflation. The world financial system, the debt-based system, is blowing up. There is no fixing it. everything these metal midgets are running every country in the West, everything they're doing is exactly the opposite of what they should be doing. We are run by blithering idiots. And strange enough, Putin's one of the very few people who understand the debt-based system is finished, and we need to go back to a new currency based on resources and real production.
Yeah, of course, getting from here to there, it's going to be chaotic, to say the least, Bob.
It's not only going to be chaotic. I've been predicting there would be revolutions in Europe literally in the next 2 to 3 months. And I'm just flat going to tell you, the world is going to be on fire next year. The United States attacking Nord Stream, it's just beyond my wildest imagination. I never thought anyone could be that stupid. And literally, Joe Biden was bragging about it in February.
He was bragging about what?
He said he was going to destroy Nord Stream.
Oh, he did say that. That's right.
Yeah,
I sort of recall that. Yeah.
Video of him.
Yeah. Well, it's very unnerving, no doubt about it. Alistair's latest piece last Thursday, gold has never been so attractive. I guess that would seem to be the case. Where are you going to hide? You can't go to treasuries. Where are you going to put your money now? But in the meantime, all kinds of other issues could make, you know, it all seem irrelevant.
This is a bad time to be in debt and a good time to be in resources.
Right. It looks that way, for sure. Starting with gold, of course, because it is, it's held its own against oil. It doesn't, you know, if you look at the price of oil relative to gold, it's hardly moved since 1971. We have to leave it go at that, Bob. Thank you so much for your time. Always great to have you with us. Well, folks, that is it for this week. Next week, I'm going to have Adam Taggart is scheduled to be my guest. He is the founder of Wealthion, a YouTube channel, which I would highly recommend you watch if you have a chance. Also next week, Cheri Leiden. She is the president of a new sponsor to this show, Gold Bull Resources, will be with me. Until then, goodbye and God's blessings to you.
Thank you again for listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor. Please join us again next Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.